God wants us to go again. Some of us have been in the church for a long time, and it's so easy to get comfortable and to get used to things. But I come to remind somebody tonight that God wants you to get up and he wants you to go again. Hallelujah. I said he wants you to go again. Hallelujah. So I'm telling you tonight, if we are, scripture tells us that if we are not ashamed of him, that he will not be ashamed of us. There is a world that is lost and it is going to a devil's hell. We really don't have time to worry about what we look like. There is a world that is going to a devil's hell. We don't have time to worry about what we look like or what people think about us or what we put off or whatever it is that we struggle with. You know, many times the enemy would like to use fear and keep us in bondage and fear. But you know what? The Bible says that God has not given us a spirit of fear. Amen. But of power, of love, and a sound mind. Amen. It's time for us to go again. Hallelujah. Many times we want the power of God in our situations and in our ministry, but we are not willing to do what God has called us to do. What did Jesus say? He said in Mark 16, 15 through 18, he said, "And he said unto them, go ye into the world." He said, "Go ye into the world and preach the gospel to every creature that believeth and is baptized shall be saved. But he that believeth not shall be damned. And these signs shall follow them that believe. In my name shall they cast out devils. Shall they speak with new tongues. Shall they take up serpents and drink any deadly thing, and it shall not hurt them. They shall lay hands on the sick, and they shall recover." He didn't say they might recover. He didn't say if they do it a certain way. There was a point and there was a place and power and authority that God wants us to be tonight. But we've got to get back to that place. God says, just go lay hands on them and I will be with you. We need to stop doubting, amen, and take God at his words. And we got to understand the power that we possess inside. It is so powerful that, and it's so, pastor is always talking about how we've got to have faith, and it's so imperative that we understand that everything that we do in our life, we've got to be built around faith. Amen. We can have all the potential in the world, but if we never have faith, we have nothing. Amen. It's a tragedy to watch people with potential and do nothing. Amen. It's a tragedy to see somebody with potential coming out of their ears but just sit on a pew. It's a tragedy to see the devil arrest some of the saints that have potential and they're doing nothing. Amen. But if we can ever understand, if we can get to a place in faith and take God at his word and begin to go again and begin to trust God, there's no telling what God will do through you. Amen. There's no telling what God will do through you. The Bible says that it is impossible to please God without faith. That you first, when you come to him, you first must believe that he is. Right from the gate, you got to understand tonight, you got to understand that God is God and he is God all by himself. Amen. It's not me, it's not you, but it's God. Hallelujah. Let's give the Lord a hand clap of praise. Amen. We have already obeyed the plan of salvation. We have been baptized in his name. Amen. We have been washed in his blood tonight. Amen. We are the apple of his eye. Amen. We have been baptized in the name of Jesus Christ. We have power within us. Amen. We have power and authority that abides within us. Amen. So we understand that we need to have faith in our lives and in our ministry and in our walks and in our home. Amen. We've got to have faith in whatever we do. Faith is so important. It's so crucial to have in our lives as a Christian. Amen. This world is so draining. It just takes and takes and takes away from you. But it is impossible to please God without faith. It is impossible to live without faith and be effective. It's impossible to be overcoming without faith in your life. Amen. You've got to believe in something that is greater than you. You got to believe in what you cannot see. You got to believe in a God who is a healer. You got to believe in a God who said, "I will never leave you nor forsake you." You got to believe in a God that says, "I'll stick closer to you than a friend." Amen. That's the kind of God that we serve tonight. Amen. And that's the kind of faith that he wants us to have. Amen. I know how it is today to be in a slump. I know how it is to come to church tonight out of routine. I just got to keep it real. Amen. I know how it is to just go through the motions. I know tonight that I'm not only preaching to this congregation, but I'm preaching to myself. Amen. God has called us. God has called me. God is waiting for us to go tonight. Amen. I know what it is to be in the valley of decision or questioning what God has given me or God has put in my heart. I know what it is to come to church and just really be here but not be here. Amen. But I believe tonight that God is calling us to a deeper place, to a higher place in Him. Amen. If you believe that tonight, will you give the Lord a hand clap of praise? Amen. In the New Testament, Jesus spent a lot of His time telling His disciples to go over and over and over. He would empower them and tell them to go and send them out. His ministry in action, in Jesus' ministry in action, when He touched lives, He didn't only touch lives, but He empowered people. Amen. The Bible tells us about the woman at the well, Scripture says, when she left her water pot and went her way into the city, and saith to the man, she said, come see a man which have told me all the things that I did. Is this not the Christ? She began to tell and she began to share what God had done. She began to show forth the praises of God. She began to publish what God did in her life. When Jesus touches you, amen, something happens, amen. And we need to get to a place in God where we could say, hey, let me tell you about a God that can change your life. Let me tell you about a Savior that can put you on the right path. Amen. Let me tell you about a God who can take your wrongs and make them right. Hallelujah. You see, today, church, the power does not reside in you and I, but the power resides in God. And if we are connected to God, then God can flow through us, and God can use us, and God wants to put us back in a place of forward motion. We've got to go. You've got to understand, when God speaks, things happen. Amen. He is a God of motion. And if we want to be powerful, and if we want to be used, and we want to see the miraculous, we've got to obey the word of God. We've got to stand up and hear the word of the Lord. Amen. We've got to activate our faith tonight. Hallelujah. 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 Brother Winslow said it, for every step that you take, God takes one. We've got to have faith in God. We've got to have faith in what we're doing. Amen. Amen. I want to just tell you tonight that it's never wrong to do what's right for God. It's never wrong to do what's right for God. God is not going to reject what you're doing for Him. Amen. And so we've got to step out tonight, amen, and do what God wants us to do. There are even those tonight, there are things tonight that God has spoken to some of you. There are things tonight that God has impressed on some of you. There are even those of you that have questioned the things that God has wanted you to do. Amen. I'm going to say it again. I said there are those of you that have questioned the things that God has spoken you to do. There are things that God is calling you to do. Amen. God has wanted you to do for some time, maybe weeks, maybe months, and maybe even years. But I've come to remind somebody tonight that it's time to go again. It's time to stand up. Amen. It's time to believe. It's time to proclaim tonight. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. It is time to find our place in the kingdom of God. It is time to find your place in this body tonight. Amen. The Bible says that there are many members, but yet there is one body. Stop questioning God. Be all that God wants you to be tonight. The word of God is full of promises, but is lacking people to answer the call. The word of God is full of promises tonight, church, but it's lacking people to say, send me, Lord, I'll go. Here am I, Lord. The Bible says that the Lord called out to Samuel 3 times. He said, Samuel, Samuel. And he began to wake from his sleep. And he went to the man of God and he said, "Who's calling me?" He said, "Nobody's calling you." Went back to sleep. He said, "Who's calling me?" He said, "Nobody's calling you." Amen. I'm telling you tonight that we've got to understand the voice of God. We've got to take advantage of those times when God is calling us. Amen. It's why it's so important to be in the presence of God on a Wednesday night and on a Sunday night, because we never know what God is going to do. We never know if God is going to call anybody. We never know if God is going to heal your disease. We never know if God is going to save your family. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. The word of God is full of promises, but lacking people to answer the call. Abraham's call, no doubt, was not easy, and I'm not going to take the time to go through the whole story of Abraham. Amen. But we know that Abraham was a faithful man. He was called of God, and the word of God is full of different individuals that God had called. But when we analyze the life of Abraham, we understand that Abraham was willing. Look at your neighbor and say, he was willing. If we are going to fulfill what God has called us to fulfill, we have got to be willing to do what God has called us to do. Amen. We've got to be willing to do what God has called us to do. Amen. We are willing to go to work. Now I'm going to meddle for a little bit. Amen. We're willing to go to work and put on a uniform and flip some hamburgers, or willing to jump on a lawnmower for 8 hours myself and cut a football stadium all day and pump it full of fertilizer and do this and do that. But we've got to be willing to answer the call of God. We've got to be willing to go again. We've got to have our hearts pliable. Amen. We've got to be willing to do what God has called us to do. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. I believe it was a psalmist that said, he said, "Search me, O Lord." Oh God, we've got to take ourselves back to a place where we say, "Search me, O God. God, look at me, God. Are my motives right? God, are the things, are my ambitions right? God, am I right in my walk with God? Am I right in my living? Search me, O God." Because you know what? Everything, heaven and earth, shall pass away. Amen. But his word, amen, and what we do for God is what's going to matter. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Hallelujah. So we must be first willing to go. We also read that God does not continually talk to Abraham. As a matter of fact, there are gaps between him and God's communication. He is not talking to Abraham every 5 minutes, but there are spans, if you study it out, when God would talk to Abraham. But it never changed Abraham's focus. It never changed Abraham's love for God. Many times God gives us a word, and maybe a month later we're saying, "God, I need another word. God, if you can just give me one more word, God." But when the truth of the matter is plain, God has already spoken to you. So we've got to keep walking towards the promise. We need to keep believing in that promise, because his word is true. His word has not changed. Amen. If God spoke it, then it shall come to pass. Hallelujah. God is not a man that he shall lie, the scripture says. Amen. And so if God has spoken something to you and you have not seen it come to pass in your life, my word to you today is you need to keep on walking. You need to keep on trucking, because it will come to pass. Hallelujah. 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 And so excuse me here a second. So we got to understand that God's promises are true. So we've got to get back up and go. We've got to get back up and go. And I alluded to myself earlier, and I said these words, that I understand how it is to come to church and just chill and just be here, but not, you know, I'm just coming out of because it's a habit or whatever. But we've got to be careful on that, because we lose our ability to be effective. We diminish the call that God has put on our life. You know, the Bible warns us of sleep and of slumber. He said, "Don't be sleepy. Don't be slumber. Don't be like that, because God is God is moving, and the enemy would do like nothing better but to come in and distract you and rock you to sleep when there's a world lost going to a devil's hell, when there's needs in your life, when there's husbands and wives in your life that are lost, and you are the anchor, and you are the one that God has put. You're the one that God has called, and God needs you to be on the deck tonight, and he needs you to be on the ship, and he needs you to be alert, and he needs you to answer the call, because you're the key, amen, to your family. You're the key to this city. You're his hands and you're his feet. Hallelujah, hallelujah. The call tonight is just not a desk behind the pulpit, but the call is whatever God has spoken to you. Hallelujah. Amen. I realize who I'm talking to. Amen. I'm talking to the body of Christ. I'm talking to the members of ALC. Amen. We are not just the church on the corner. Amen. But we have been washed in his blood. We have been grafted into his body. Amen. We are the sons and the daughters of the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. God has called us. God has equipped us. God has empowered us. Amen. It's time for us to step out. Amen. It's time for us to keep on walking tonight. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. And so we have to walk in authority and in power. God has given us favor. Let me remind someone here tonight that the blessings and the favor that you possess is for him. The favor of God is not so I can build Ray's kingdom. Amen. It's not so I can build Ray's kingdom, but it's so I can build God's kingdom. We understand that financially God calls us to be good stewards. I promise I'm going somewhere tonight. Amen. But he has also called us to be good stewards of his favor and of his calling. Amen. And that he has placed in our lives. God has called us, hear me tonight, church. God has called us to be good stewards with our finances. But God has entrusted you with something that is so valuable, something that is so precious, something that is so powerful that God has given us. And God has given us favor, and God has given us blessing. But God has given it to us so we could give it back to the kingdom of God. Amen. Amen. And so he has called us to be good stewards of what he has given us. Amen. We gotta guard the call of God in our life. Amen. We've got to guard the things that God has given us. You see, church, tonight we understand that we have to understand that everything we do and don't do affects those around us. Now, it's all good to claim all the good stuff. I did this and Brother Andrew got a blessing, praise God, you know, and whatever, and that's a good thing. But woe is me if I don't do something, and I could have helped somebody, and brother so-and-so didn't get anything. Amen. We are accountable for what we do and what we don't do. We are accountable. We need to walk right with God. We need to walk in our calling, I believe it says in Timothy, or one of them little books back in there. Amen. But we've got to walk in our calling and understand that it's very important and it's very powerful. Amen. And that it just doesn't affect you and I, but it affects all those around us. Amen. A good steward with the things that God has given us. A good steward with the favor of God. Walking in obedience to your call can make the world a difference. It can make the world a difference. I understand tonight not everyone is called to be behind this pulpit. But the Bible says that whatever you do, to do with all your might. If God has gifted me, Brother Ishmael, to throw down some mean chicken, then he's gifted me to throw down some mean chicken. You know, Brother Ishmael's chicken is so good. My wife said he makes better chicken than me. I still got the knife right here. It kind of hurts a little bit. But I was like, truth, Lord, brother makes some good chicken. Brother Ishmael makes some good chicken. But the scripture says that whatever you do, to do with all your might. And again, I know that not everybody's going to stand behind this pulpit tonight. But whatever gifting that God has given you, if God has gifted you to throw down a mean chicken, Brother Mondo, or have an incredible, thriving Bible study that affects so many lives wherever you're at tonight. Whatever it is that God has gifted you to do, do with all your might. Amen. Do it to the best of your ability. In the words of Pastor, when talking to Pastor, and I would go to Pastor for advice, and he would say, you know, Brother Ray, just be the best you that you can be. Amen. So I'm challenging you tonight to get up and go again and be the best you that you can be, because God has not called you to be somebody else. But God has called you to be you, and God has equipped you to be you, and God has anointed you for a time and for a season and for a place. Amen. I believe that tonight. If you believe that, give the Lord a hand clap of praise. Hallelujah. Because we understand that it's God who anoints anyway. God is not worried about the package or the lack of the package or whatever, what we got going on and what we don't got going on. But it's God who also gives the increase. But he is looking for someone to say, here am I, Lord. Here am I, Lord. How long has it been for some of us to say, I'll do it, Lord. Lord, send me, I'll go. I'm telling you tonight, I know how it is to sit in that same pew and to just be chillaxed and say, I'm not going to do anything. I'm here, but I'm really not here. But how long has it been since you said, God, send me. I'll go. I'll spray the weeds in the yard. I'll teach a Sunday school class. I'll clean a toilet. I'll go get a sandwich for Pastor. It doesn't matter tonight what it is. But God is not looking for talent, but he's looking for availability. He's looking for somebody to say, send me, Lord. I'll go. Hallelujah. We've got to get some go back in our life. We got to do it again and again and again. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah. So God is looking for someone tonight. Bible says, excuse me, sometimes in living for God is like stepping stones. And you really don't, you know, I had a conversation with a friend the other day, and we were talking about his ministry, and he was sharing things with me, and I just felt the Holy Ghost. I just said, you know, brother, I said, you just keep doing what you're doing. I said, God is going to anoint and bless your ministry. I said, but your ministry is going to be like stepping stones. It's going to be one step, another step, and another step. And that's how it is sometimes in our lives and in our homes and in our church and whatever. Amen. It may not seem like we're gaining a lot of ground, but those stepping stones, there's dirt and debris around those stepping stones, and those stones keep you away from the bad stuff, and it keeps you on track tonight. And I believe tonight that God wants to get us on track tonight, and God wants us to get back to a place in him, amen, that says, send me, Lord, I'll go. Hallelujah. And so, but we've got to take the first step today. Living for God isn't always easy. Hear me. But it's always right. It's never easy. Not never, but it's not always easy. But it's always right. I'm praying tonight that God will renew our faith. Amen, today. It is impossible to please God without faith. Doubting Thomas. The Bible tells us about a man named Doubting Thomas. His story always intrigued me because, You know, old, poor Thomas always took a beating, man. Always was like, oh, doubting Thomas was, you know, painted to be like this just horrible guy. But the reality is that we're not much different than doubting Thomas. Amen. You and I. He basically said, I'll see it. I'll believe it when I see it. That was his mentality. He was with Jesus, and he just had that mentality. But he later repented and said, Lord, he said, help my unbelief. I'm here to tell you today that God is not done with you. Amen. He is not done with you. And the attacks of the devil won't last. But you've got to get back up and stand. You've got to get back up and go. Amen. You got to get back up and believe and have faith tonight and understand that God has called you and God has anointed you and God will direct you. Amen. And if it's you tonight and if you have to say, God, help my unbelief, then you know what? Then I'll say it. God, help my unbelief tonight, God. Because God, no matter what I do, I've got to be right with you, God. I've got to be pleasing to you, God. Hallelujah. Musicians, if you'll help me tonight. Hallelujah. I don't know if I went too long. Isaiah, Brother Tristan, if you can help me, Isaiah 6, 1 through 8. Amen. I dropped the bomb on Tristan. Didn't even tell him. That ain't right. Bible says, in the year that King Uzziah died, he said, I saw the Lord sitting upon the throne, high and lifted up, and his train filled the temple. Above it stood the seraphims, each one had six wings, with twain covered his face, and with twain covered his feet, and with twain did fly. And one cried unto another and said, Holy, holy, holy is the Lord of hosts. The whole earth is full of his glory. And the post of the door moved, and the voice of him that cried, and the house was filled with smoke. Then said I, woe is me, for I am undone. He said, woe is me, for I am undone. Because I am a man of unclean lips, and I dwell in the midst of a people of unclean lips. For my eyes have seen the King, the Lord of hosts. Then flew one of the seraphims upon unto me, having a live coal in his hand, which he had taken with the tongs from off the altar. Amen. One more verse. Also, I heard the voice of the Lord saying, whom shall I send, and whom will go for us? Then said I, here am I, send me. Moses, he said, send me, Lord, I'll go. Isaiah was in the presence of the Lord. He was in a holy place. He got to see the angels of God. He got to see God. It was a sacred place. It was so sacred that they purged Isaiah's lips. The presence of God that was in that place. Amen. Can I tell you it was a big deal? Can I tell you tonight that it's a big deal to be in the presence of God? It's a big deal to feel the anointing of God. It's a big deal to have a call upon your life tonight. The presence of God helps us and brings us into relationship with Him. And it's a place where God begins to speak. Understand today that the Lord, hear me, understand today that the Lord wasn't even talking to Isaiah. The Lord wasn't even talking to Isaiah, but rather he overheard. He overheard the Lord saying, "Whom shall I send?" Scripture is full of God reaching for you, for men and women. Isaiah said in verse 4, "Woe is me." We have got to be moved in the presence of God. Woe is me today. When I read this on my way before I got here, I began to cry in my room. I began to travail. I began to say, "Woe is me, God. Woe is me, God, to come to your presence, God, so casually, God, so conveniently, God, so normal, God. But woe is me." Hallelujah. Isaiah said in 6 and 8, he said, "Also, I have heard the voice of the Lord saying, whom shall I send? And who will go for us? Then said I, here am I. Send me." We need his presence. We need his presence in our lives. The question has been asked tonight. Who will go again? Who will stand? Who will get back up? Who will say, "Woe is me, God, for I am undone in your presence"? Hallelujah. I believe that God is wanting to renew tonight, and that God is calling individuals. And I am nobody here tonight, but I've just come to remind someone today that God has called you, and that thing that you've been thinking, it's God speaking to you. And I don't know where you're at tonight, but I want to challenge you tonight that you need to step out and come to this altar tonight and reclaim your promise. Amen. And reclaim your prize tonight. Don't wait on me. Don't wait on me tonight, but you need to reach out to the Lord. I wonder tonight. Here am I, God. Here am I, God. Hallelujah. Who wants to go tonight? Who wants to be what God has called you to be? Hallelujah. It's just a stepping stone tonight. Hallelujah. Joy comes in the morning. Don't give up on God. Don't give up on what God has spoken to you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.